So what was it, sir? What finally, you've been considering this race for a while. What finally pushed you over to the edge into saying, all right, I'm going to do it?
Well, good morning, Dan, and thanks for having me today. You know, I'm running because Washington is broken. You know, the government shutdown is sad, but a perfect example. During my 33 years in the military, I had the good fortune of serving with men and women who put service before self, and they always did that. They had the courage and duty to our nation and to our state, and that's the kind of leadership that I will bring to Washington, D.C. You know, today begins a new journey for me and my family, and we're really excited about it.
Was it the government shutdown that pushed you over the edge, are you saying?
No, I've been, you know, considering this for quite some time. You know, after the decision came out that Governor Schweitzer was not going to run, I was asked if I was interested. And at that time, I said, you know, I hadn't even thought about it. But then, you know, I thought a little bit about it and talked with supporters and family and friends and thought, you know, this is really something that I could make a difference back in Washington, D.C. You know, with my experience in the military, I served for 6 years as an enlisted soldier, 27 years as an officer, commanded the Montana National Guard as the adjutant general. So I believe I have the courage and the responsibility and the service above self that is needed in Washington, D.C., to serve in this capacity.
Sir, you are holding your first elected office right now as lieutenant governor. You haven't even been in the office for a year. Is there not more to do in your current job?
Oh, there definitely is more to do. You know, but I'm proud of what Governor Bullock and I have accomplished in a short period of time together. You know, we've been able to balance the budget, create jobs, invest in education. And so we know that there's more to do as the Bullock-Walsh administration. But we also agree that Washington is broken and we could use more Montana leadership back there. And really, that's why I'm making the decision to run. Now, these opportunities don't present themselves that often. And this is a great opportunity to be able to serve the citizens of Montana in another capacity.
Of course, working in the Senate is a very different kind of job from the kind of job you've held now. And you do not have legislative experience. You don't have lawmaking experience. How do you overcome that in selling yourself to the people of Montana?
Well, I have, I believe I have, from my experience, leadership experience and the courage and the service above self that is needed back in Washington, D.C. to make difficult decisions. You know, while I was throughout my entire career in the Montana National Guard, and especially while I was serving as the Adjutant General of the Montana National Guard, I had to make difficult decisions each and every day. You know, we had young men from the day I was appointed as Montana's Adjutant General until the day I stepped down to run as Lieutenant Governor with Governor Bullock. We had men and women that were serving over in Iraq and Afghanistan. So my primary focus was making sure that the men and women of the Montana National Guard were trained and ready to deploy, making sure that they had the equipment that they needed, and then taking care of their families while they were deployed as well. So, you know, I'm a soldier, I'm a father, and I'm a grandfather, and I want to look out for the future of, for my new, brand new granddaughter, Kennedy. I want to make sure that she has a good future in the United States.
Coming from the military, sir, you've spent a career in a field marked by order and precision, obviously something not terribly present in the Senate right now. It's a body that seems to reward different kinds of attributes. How would that military background help you succeed in the type of body like the United States Senate?
You know, one characteristic that you didn't mention that I would like to bring up, and that is discipline. I think one thing that may be missing in Washington, D.C. is discipline. You know, too many of our leaders are going back there and they're focusing on their party politics or themselves, not looking out for the betterment of the United States of America. When I took office or took command of the Montana National Guard in September of 2008, my number one priority was that whenever I left as the Adjutant General, was to make sure that the Montana National Guard was a better organization when I left than it was on the day that I took over. And so that will be my focus in Washington, doing everything I possibly can to make sure that our country is in better shape when I leave the United States Senate than it was when the day I take take that oath.
Okay, Lieutenant Governor Walsh just announced a run for the United States Senate. Sir, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Dan.